May the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit guide us today. Lord, help us lift our eyes towards you and trust you in every moment of our lives. Teach us to follow you even when life feels difficult or uncertain. Just as Jesus looked up to heaven and prayed, help us keep our focus on you. Amen. First, I wanted to start with saying how hard it actually was to write a homily. I don't know how these guys manage to do it every week. We went over the gospel reading three times last week in EYC. The first time was to hear the words. The second time was to kind of get to understand them. And then the third time was to really find the meaning of all the scripture. Yet, after reading it probably closer to six times, the one line that kept popping out to me was that first line in the gospel. Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. He looked up knowing that this would be the last time he was able to talk to God before his crucifixion. Yet, Jesus did not pray for himself. He prayed for his followers, the ones who believed him from the start, his 12 disciples. And this changed the way I thought about prayer. When I was younger, I didn't really know how to pray. I mean, who really did whenever you're 4 years old? Last year, during Appalachian Service Project, I finally got a small step into the world of prayer by learning how to pray by myself. I always like to start by thanking God, thanking him for my life and the blessing that I even get to open my eyes every morning. Then I move into prayers for others in the same way Jesus did, because Jesus had always put people before himself, despite of what God had right in front of him. I pray that if someone has a sickness, that they will heal and get better. And then last, I like to pray for myself. When I dislocated my shoulder, I would pray God would heal it. He would allow me to wake up every morning and recover safely. Now, I say my prayers this way because I feel other people need God's blessing more than I do, and not in a bad way at all. I'm blessed just to wake up every morning with a roof over my head, food on the table, and a family of four amazing people who support me. I want other people to be just as blessed as I am. We see this in Jesus. He prays for other people before himself, and that alone is super powerful. Sometimes we don't find direction when we pray, and it can be really rough, feeling that you're speaking to a void over and over and over again. And you may start to ask yourself, why am I even doing this? Why am I praying if nothing is coming back to me? And that is okay. Prayer is not easy. Faith isn't always easy. But as we look at 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, it states, The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. As God wants you to be patient, he'll show you that he is here, and he may just want you to find it. I was praying one night and honestly asking God for some kind of sign or direction. Later, I had opened my Bible and read some scripture in the book of Matthew. It was such a good reading that I ended up sending it to one of my close friends and not thinking too much of it at the time. The next week, I went to that friend's church, St. Mary Magdalene, and the gospel reading was the exact same scripture that I had sent him the week before. The second I heard it coming from the priest's mouth, we both looked at each other and were like, that's God. I mean, there are so many different readings in the Bible. The fact that it would happen so close together, I feel, is a sign of God. Then it happened again. A different reading I had sent him, a different week, and then the next week I was at his church. The gospel was the exact same reading. And then also looking at today's reading, from 1 Peter. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. I made a TikTok. I know, I'm a teenager. I made a TikTok 2 weeks ago, and the segment is called Casting with Christ. This was the exact same scripture I had chosen for that segment. Now, some may call that a coincidence, but I saw it and was stunned. For me, it felt like one of those moments that God looks down on you and he kind of reminds you, I'm here. And sometimes we may expect God to answer our prayers in huge, dramatic ways, like a voice from the sky or some massive miracle. But a lot of times, God speaks to us in similar ways, smaller ways, through scripture or people, or maybe even those moments we just seem to look past. Maybe we get distracted by what's happening next, or whether it's going to be a big dinner with family, or a test in school, maybe a sports game. Or just the fact that life is moving really fast. But even through all that, it is important to remain in faith. Prayer isn't supposed to be an emergency plan, but a relationship with God every single day. And it does not need to be perfect. Almost all of the best prayers I have heard come from just being honest with God, even if it sounds like gibberish. God will understand it. Jesus shows us this in the gospel. He didn't run away from God. He turned towards him. When life gets stressful or you feel lost, maybe look up, look towards God. Even when we don't immediately see him working, he is still there to guide us, to listen to us, walking with us every step of the way. The word of the Lord can put peace in your heart. What we can do is exactly what Jesus did. Help our neighbors every day and give our love to everyone. As I close out today, I want to remind you that Jesus is always watching over you. In the Bible, it says, "Do not be afraid and do not worry," 365 times, one for every day. We are blessed for who we are. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.